John McGoldrick, President, Kildysort Agricultural Show Society.
At the beginning of the show, John Cusick and James Green that organised the first show, and John Cusick gave the money to Paddy McMahon to act as secretary, and he also had Michael Garvey with him. And then the late Patrick McNamara came in as secretary after that. Michael Garvey, he was the agricultural man here in Kildysort at the time. And he was very good also at the beginning of the show. Jimmy Casey, he was another member of the show, starting. We have great men in the show all the time. And we have great men today and women too. It's going very well all through, and everybody is very pleased with it.
Yeah, so just going back to the start, 1942 was the first show. How did it come about, or who thought about the idea of it to get a show going, or how did the first idea come about, can you recall?
The man that thought the idea of having a show in Kildysort was after the plough match in Rasheen, John Cusick. Organised the plough match in Rasheen, and they had the plough match, and when the plough match was over, there was money left over, about 70 or 80 pounds, a lot of money in those days, at that time. And he said to James Green, we'll have an agricultural show now in Kildysort. And they went into Innes and got the county council grant. They were awarded it, and the guys. And they gave the secretaryship to Paddy McMahon. He was a great secretary. And that's how it all started.
Yeah. And who was the first... Can you recall the first committee? The various people in the first... Can you recall some of them? Or?
Oh, I can. I can recall every one of them. I can. Patrick Dunlan, Paddy O'Connell, Mickey O'Connell, Danny Doohan, Michael Fox, John Curry, Kildysort, no. Timothy Foley was there, James Clary was there, he was at that time now, Jim Kelly Crow. He was there too. Dan Green. Balty Welsh. Bartholomew Welsh. Eric and Ely. Simon Cusick. Bill Cusick. Michael Finn. James O'Dea. Michal Meehan, I think. Pat Clancy was there for a while. I have him. Sonny Lillis Labashida. Pat Hare Labashida. Sonny Ryan. At the crosses. Sonny O'Neill and Stone Park. Sonny Hawk. Pappy and Wright. Michael Griffin. Oh, there was a big lot of them there, no.
There was a big committee, wasn't there?
There was a big committee started, and they were all very good and genuine.
Yeah, and so there was people from different parishes. It wasn't just Kildysort. So you had people from Benlikelly, Labashida, Coolmean, Cranny.
There was.
Lizzie Casey, Kilmehen, maybe. So it was the whole, it wasn't just Kildysort, was
that? Oh, there was two men in it from Mullock. Jackie Kelly. Mullock and Michael O'Doherty in Clunedrum, where the Greens were there, where two of the Greens were there when their mother died. And Michael O'Doherty in Clunedrum. But they were all there anyway, all those men that I have mentioned.
Yeah. And
that was John Jones Wright's father, Pappy Enright.
Yes, from Ballinakelly, what's that?
Ballinakelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Ardnagla.
Ardnagla, that's right. Yeah.
And they lived at Ballinakelly. They were all nice people too. They're all deceased.
Yeah. 1942 was, you had the Second World War was on, or the emergency it was called in Ireland.
It was on.
Yeah. Wasn't it very brave, or very, would you require a lot of, times were tough?
Yes.
And how to get it going and keep it going?
It was all horses, collections. They had, a collection in Kildarsit, a collection in Coolmean, then a collection in Ballinakelly, then a collection in Labrashida. And that's the way they got it going anyway. And it's gone on since.
And when the first show was held, where was it actually, where was the showgrounds, can you recall? Or the first you can recall, where were the showgrounds?
You know, the entrance into Mick Hogan's gate, into Mick Hogan's place below there. Across the road from that, John Gary's field. The first show was held there. And it was very good. And you know who wrote it? Oh, as another man I forgot to mention, Malcolm Cunningham was on the show. I'm not sure was Ned Finucane in it now or not. But Malcolm Cunningham was in it anyway. Deceased too. The brother of Stephen's. Did you know him?
No, I didn't know him at all, no.
He died at the age of 93. He died in Dublin. And the first man that won the first open jumping competition was Tom Cusick. And he also won the champion Stonewall with the same horse, Solomon's Hall. He was owned by Jim Hassett, Stone of Stonehall, Newmarket and Fergus. And Jim Hassett sent him up to Cusick to be trained as a working horse. And he wouldn't do any work for him. But they put him jumping and he was a great jumper. And he won the first champion Stonewall and he beat a lovely mare from Newmarket and Fergus, Inglass. He beat her in the champion Stonewall and over the course. And the following year, Inglass came again and she was beat at the final of the champion Stonewall with Baby Murphy on Little Tick. And Inglass, she competed twice. And she was never, whatever went wrong about her, she didn't, she wasn't jumping there anymore anyway. And she was, I don't know what became of her, the go breeding or whatever. But anyway, that was it. And that's nearly all. Now, I will not tell you, but I'd like John Cusick to be mentioned and James Green. There were two great men to indicate, to give the indication of the start of the Kildicer Show Society. It was known as the Kildicer Show Society.
That was the official title of the proper title?
Yeah, the Kildicer Show Society.
Yeah. And can you recall who was the first chairman or secretary? Can you recall that, or treasurer?
Eamon Keneally, I think, was the first chairman. Eamon's father.
Yeah.
I think so now.
Yeah.
Or either it was Michael Hawk.
Yeah.
Another man I should have mentioned too was Michael Hawk. Danny Doohan, I mentioned him. Yeah. Michael Hawk was in it. Yeah. Oh, I know them all, every one of them.
Now, we'll go back to the stone wall competition, the first competition. Can you describe to the people how high was the stone wall, or what exactly was it? Just explain it, so some people wouldn't know, so they wouldn't understand it. Or
There was a mason, Paddy Grace's father, Jack Grace. It was built up within a foot of the top of it with ordinary stone. And now it's a different thing nowadays, but they haven't the stone wall been jumped anymore now. They considered the Shore Society, considered the Shore Jumping Association, considered it wasn't good for horses to have them jumping the Champion Stone Wall. And to be built up and to be the sea stones for the top of it. There'd be a scrawl put along the top of it. And sea stones, round sea stones, that horses wouldn't injure themselves. And to start at about 5'6". And very few of us jumped the first time. And PJ King won it many times with a horse that he was no good over the course, but for the Champ of Stonewall, he was very good. He'd go up straight, and he'd turn above and come down straight again. And I heard John Cusick, the pastor, remark, "You know, PJ King must be great to ride. The way the horse goes up straight," he says, "and turns and comes down straight again at the other side." But anyway, he was below one evening anyway, and this was funny now. He went up all right, but when he was turning above, didn't he land down in his belly? And he knocked it flat down to the ground, and PJ above him. And PJ got off him at the back of him, and he was pulling him back, and the next PJ was a strong man. And he got him by the 2 ears anyway, and he pulled him back. And 'twas when he didn't go through the finish, 'twas regarded as a refusal. And he had his second chance. Didn't he win it after? He won it after.
Yeah. And you're talking about the course. So there was two separate competitions, is that correct? What was the course? Was it a kind of a jumping competition, or what was it?
Yes, the course was spars, timber spars. There'd be a bush fence. And there'd be a water jump. And there'd be double bars and triple bar, a gate. And the fences weren't as good as what they are nowadays. They're better fences nowadays and better presented, and it just be whitewash. There's been the spars and the four horses against them. He'd have whitewash in his legs for a few days before to disappear. I wonder now, have we enough said?
Used to be shown class as well at that time, originally. Shown class as well, as we call it.
Oh, yes, there used to be shown classes as well. And I think the first prize winner in the horse class was John O'Neill and Sleeve to Lee. He was the first prize winner at the first show. And another man that rode a horse there for Steve Miniter was a Birdie Mac, John Mac's father. And he was a big horse, a fine horse. Oh, years afterwards, if you appeared with that kind of a horse, you'd have got a lot of money for him. Stephen Miniter. You saw him with those horses down there. And Bordy Match was a brother-in-law of Stephen Miniter's, I think. And he rode him in the show and killed Dyson, and he won too, years after. And there was all the classes would be very full up. There'd be 14 or 15 horses, mares and all, and mares and foals. And 'tis all restrictions now. You have to have a halter and your foal and all to that. And 'tis all different. And there was the premium for mares that you'd get a service. Your service would be free to a sire you select.
So that was valuable?
Yes, that was the premium. And there'd be eight premiums. There'd be eight premiums there. They have to qualify for that. Judges would be have to judge for that. Calves and all that, that'd be great, right? And people hadn't been trained as much to leads or anything. And someone would kill you nearly. Pull your own defeat. They'd only catch up that morning maybe to bring them in. But nowadays it's different. They put a halter on them and a long rope hanging up. And you'll go out in the field nowadays and you'll catch the rope and you know, give it a pull and they get used to it. Things are different. And the cow classes used to be very good, the milch cows. And the two-year-old heifers used to be very good. Jim Kelly Crow used to win first every year nearly. With a heifer or two. He was for years, for 8 or 9 years. He used to do that. Pioneers wasn't the show. I forgot to mention him. Did you know Pioneers?
No.
He's 3 sayers, his father.
Oh, yeah.
She's married to Calne. Actually, I mentioned Timber. My brother Joe was in it. And Vincent Carrick was in it.
So now, next one, when was your first involvement in the show yourself?
Oh. I'll tell you now, my brother Joe went to America. He went to America in 1953, and he means it's 1953. They invited me in. And I'm there still.
Good sign. So first of all, did you just about your own involvement, did your horses are jumping, or just tell that story?
Oh, I used to jump the horses there. I used, that was my
speciality. Is that the correct word?
Yes, I used to do that. I used to do the show jumping. I did a lot of it. And I think Kildare's show was the best show. I always thought I would never at, and I was at many shows throughout the country. I thought it was very well ran. No, that's what I always thought.
Yeah, and at the time, in other shows, you still have a Stonewall competition in other shows, or was this unique to Kildare, or was it held in other shows?
Oh, just been other shows too.
Right.
Just been Kildare, just been Innes. And Innes was used to be always on the 15th of August. And there used to be a bank in Inner Show. And all horses weren't used to banks. And there'd be hard stopping at the bank. They wouldn't jump it. Some of them wouldn't jump it at all. And maybe one of them might take a mouth full of grass with it. It'd be a sad bank. Oh, the bank used to be in Dublin too. A Dublin, a single bank. Tom Cusick. Beat the army inside Ninnis with Solomon's Hall. After he went in, before he won in Kildare, I think. She does a show in the beginning, used to be always the third Thursday in August. They used to hold it. And there used to be horse and traps all over the fields. And ponies and cars. And bicycles left against the wall. And there'd be so many bicycles from the St. Pete up along to above McHogan's Gate inside the wall. There'd be bicycles. That's the way that was at that time.
Yeah. And when did the hall, we call it, the village and the horticulture, when did they get involved? Or was that there from the start, or when did they come in?
It was there from the start. The horticulture.
And was that important to have that there?
It was. There was a place for cabbages and York and flowers and fruit cakes and all of that. It is very nice to go in to see that display. There's a great display of that. It's in the hall always. Were you ever in?
It was, yeah, wasn't there?
You were in to see it?
Yeah, two times, yeah.
Yeah. And it was very nice to go around and have a look at it. There'd be onions and potatoes and beetroot and knittings and presenting flowers and the best presented wildflowers. That's a big undertaking, you know.
So the show, it wasn't just about horses and cattle, it included everything, was it? All
it included everything, you know, and the culture.
And that made it so much better, I presume.
It did. And it was the same every place, in all the shows. But I don't think, no, I don't think, no matter the beer is a very early show now in the years. It is always the first Sunday in May now. And I don't think that they have a show now in Clare Castle too. That's out in August, September. Ballinasloe then. That's always the first Sunday in October. I was there many a time.
And then go back to Kildare, so it was always on the Thursday in August, the show used to be.
Thursday.
And why was that? Was that just chosen? Or was there some reason, do you know? Or was it just, was there some feast day? Or
that's
what?
The way they organised it. At the beginning, to have it the third Thursday in August.
And you mentioned about the horse that John Cusick had, the horse that won the stone wall in Kildare. So was there other famous horses around, local horses? Can you recall any names of horses that won in? Or they were well known, they were well renowned horses, or?
Oh, really, I remember them all well. Mickey Murphy Racket Hall, Ballyhenny. He had a great horse too. Palaglide, he was a great horse. Baby Murphy, with Little Teak and Lady Helen. PJ King with Sunbeam. Batty Crowley with Rippling Stream, a Dan Green youth riding. Malcolm Cunningham, Black Bob, I think, was the name of the horse. He was a great company. John Cusick, Carey's Miss. And they'd be there from County Limerick. They would. Nola the Wire would come there. Some great horses come beat it. There was a great jumping horse in England, and he competed in a class in Kildysert. Mr. Softy. Did you remember him jumping? He had four white legs. But he never competed jumping in Kildysert. But he competed in a riding class. and he was only told. And the man that bought him was Michael Brown from Drumella, who Cora Clare. He bought him a carriage in Cora Clare. And his carriage was a great man for breeding good horses. And he bought him off him for a lot of money in those days. It was £175. And Michael Brown brought him down to Kildyset, and he showed him in his riding class, told it all he could get. And he showed him in Dublin in a riding class. And I had a good horse at the time too, Papa. And if I sold him, I'd have owned him. And I had my horse sold for £1,400 above one evening. It was a lot of money in those days. Papa was his name. I won 9 cups in 1 year. So the first year I jumped him.
Tell us about that then.
Yeah. I won 9 cups with him. Papa. I bought him from Bill Cusick in Belnagelly. And the price of him wasn't big either at that time. Oh, it wasn't. Something with £100. And I went jump on him. He didn't do so well at the start, but the following year he started good. I won 9 cups with him. I did all the shows with him. And he jumped him with Dublin. And he was a good horse too. But a hard horse to get on, but you'll get that too. In horses, in people, in animals, and all. Have to get along with. You have to be. You must get to know what you're at with him. And that's it.
Yeah. And why was he so good, or what had he, or what made him special, or what made him so good, or?
He was well bred. He was out of a sire. He was by a sire that was out of a race that was bred by a sire, Papagena the II. And John Cusick had him running loose above, around. And John Cusick's mother had a mare. She was a triumph mare out of an opponent mare. And didn't he put her in foal? And he was foaled in November. That's the time he was foaled. And he was the horse after. Papa. And I called him Papa. His grandsire was by Papagena the II. Also, you have to breed him good to get him good. And you mightn't have him, you have to breed him the best, expect the best. That's the way it goes, you know.
And did you train him? Did you train him yourself?
I did, I trained him myself. And he was a hard horse to train him. Very hard to ride him at the beginning. He'd bump you, throw you off.
And you saw what's like him. And were you doing him on the road, him, or?
I rode him all through.
All through, yeah.
I had another great horse too, and he broke his leg. Come up from a show of Milton Malby. Those things happen.
Yeah. Now, going back to the Stonewall, did you win the Stonewall competition in Kildyset?
I won it with Papa. The Open. I won the Open with him at the Champions Stonewall in the one day. Like Tom Cusick did with Solomon's Hall. And I came back again years afterwards. With a horse I bought from Val Malone in Labrashida, Mount Shannon. And I won the Open and I won the Wall with him on the one day.
And what year was the first win for Pepa? Can you recall what year was that? Can you recall?
Well, near enough. Roughly. I'd say it was in 1960. Around 60.
Yeah, and did the
maybe a little bit before, maybe after, but I think it was around that same anyway.
And then how long before you won the second with the second horse? Mount Shannon, was it?
Mount Shannon, it went a good number of years afterwards. It did. Maybe around 78. And I had a good pony too. I was second in the world with him.
And was it hard to win the competition, that Stonewall? Was there a lot of different people around competing in it?
Oh, there were plenty of competitors. Couldn't tell myself. There were plenty of competitors there. And you'd go on maybe for a long time and you wouldn't win it at all. Yeah.
And would they come from other counties?
Yes, they'd be from Limerick. Ash Keaton. Oh, the other Wires would be there, and the Maguires would be there, and the Sheehys, and Michael Moore. Oh, there must be great competitors there. A very good reputation, you know that. There was great competitors from J.J. Callaghan from Tullabrack. He was a great competitor too, and the O'Dees from Tullabrack. And they were great competitors. Michael Brew was a great competitor too, and Flan Brew. And they were great competitors. And Joe Farrell, the vet, he had a great horse too. Sniffle. And James O'Brien Conor Finn. He was a great competitor too. And Joe Lacher from Conor Finn. Joe Mungivan from Spencer Hill. And the Bucks, no Malcolm Fergus. Jerry Walk and Kevin and Pa Buck. And they were great competitors. You'd like to meet them all, even. Jim O'Quinn and Tommy Quinn. Tommy Quinn was in the army jumping team. He was. And he was a great competitor. And his brother, Jim O'Quinn. And their family. And the Costellos. Frank Costello. John Joe Costello. And they were great competitors, every one of them. And they were lovely people to meet. And the O'Dwyer's, Major O'Dwyer's son, Noel O'Dwyer, he was a great horse rider too. What is a tough racket to be into? You'll be born from the road.
So you'll be going to different shows all during the summer season,
would
you?
I would. And at that time now, we hadn't the ways for travelling as we have nowadays. You know.
So how would you go to Innishore, for example? How would you get there, would you?
You'd lead the horse in.
Walk him in, is it?
After the bicycle, maybe.
Oh, right.
And take your time. Call a fiend. Then the tractors came and the trailers came and John Joe Kelly in the lorry. Four or five of us together, four or five horses. We go to Ballinasloe. An open lorry. We're a lorry ourselves for a little while. Second hand one. We went to Dublin with it. It was there in the 60s. PJ Curran used to come with me. A lovely young fella too. But I never had any real luck in Dublin. I was placed a few times, all right. Tommy Wade was there with Dundrum.
He was a famous horse and a famous rider, would you say?
He was.
And what made him so good, or have you any memories of him? Or?
Oh, the horse was outstanding, and Tommy was very good too. I beat him a couple of times, but not very often. I be always second with Papa. But I beat him one day above, and in his time at the show. But it wasn't Tommy was riding, it was his brother Eddie. But it was Eddie was riding him anyway. I beat him with Papa. Tommy couldn't ride him the same day, he had to go in his back. But he was a lovely horse. He was a wonderful horse.
And what made the horse so good?
He could jump beside the ceiling. It was just naturally there.
Yeah.
And he'd be bouncing off the ground and he'd be... he could do his business. He could get over, he could go as high as the ceiling. 7'4", he jumped. Outside in Wembley. 7'4". That was some jump.
What's your memories of the Greens? Was it
Dan and James.
Dan and James. Have you any memories of them now?
Dan was chairman for a while too. And James was there in the beginning, but he didn't stay coming very long. But he was the organiser of the first show with John Cusick. There were two lovely men there were. This John Cusick, if education was gone when he was gone, I'd say you could put him any place. He was that class of a man. He was a lovely man.
And had the Greens good horses? I know the Greens were all the
good horses.
They
had good horses. James had Survivor. Sean Ryan Kilmore and McMahon. Jumped in Kildicer too.
And was the Greens have a stallion one time?
They had Rory. And Timmy Green used to ride him. He beat the army inside an innings with Rory. He was a great jumping horse. I wasn't there, but I heard the bushes. And they had Recorder and Scarlet Pimpernel, two sayers. I went back there with a mare when I was 9 years. My father sent me back with a mare. And it was a thatched house at that time. A big, long, thatched house. Whitewashed like all the fabulous houses in those days. And they were very nice to go into. And I know Patrick.
Patrick?
Patrick Green.
He'd be a brother of Dan and James, would he?
Yes, he was the youngest of them. Oh, they were nice people. Oh, there was another man now that he was being ashore too. Paddy McMahon, the church, Kilmore McMahon. He was there too. I think just Paddy was his name. He was in the show also. Sean Kinney would be below, inside in the middle of the horses. They'd be going around. He would, Sean Kinney, I remember him being there. Joseph Pigeot was a member of the show too. He'd be Joe Pigeot's son.
What about Joe Mack in Tunkett? Was he involved in it or?
I
don't think so, no. But he used to have sires back there, I remember.
He had the sires back there, yeah. He had Covers.
Covers was a very good sire, was he?
He was a very good sire, so he read great. Leapy lad that was famous outside.
In America, was it America or Canada? Or?
In America.
America.
The Hayes bought him. Pat Hayes and Jim Hayes that bought him. Half of them. And Pat Joe Casey that bred him. Francie McAshan O'Hoole was in the show. Michal Kelly and Shannon O'Hoole was in the show. But I remember all those to be there.
And well, tell us about my uncle, Sonny Foley, down across the way here.
Yes, he was there too.
He was involved, I was involved in.
He was there before my time. He was there in my brother's time, Joe. He was in Vincent Carriage. There was no lady in the show in the beginning. It was all men. And members, the ruling was only members at every meeting. And what happens at the meeting, leave it there until we come back again. But well and good, if two members meet, or three members, or four members, they can have a conversation about it, but not amongst a non-member. And if there's any improvements that can, think that can be made, bring it back here to the meeting. That was the final ruling from Patrick Mac. He was very good too. Then trying to think of other members. Pappy Donlan was in the show. Oh, another man. I forgot him now. John Keane, Jackie Keane. John Keane was Jackie's father.
Over here, what's that?
Yes.
The county council eventually.
Yes, he was in the show in the beginning, I remember. Bartholomew Wiltshire, yes. I mentioned him. I mentioned Patrick Donnelly in the beginning. The O'Connells and Kerry Coyne were very good too. Paddy O'Connell and Mickey Connell. And Jim Cusick was always around the stone wall, helping Jack Grace to put up any stones that had been knocked. And Jack Grace was great to build the wall. He was the local mason. And he did it. He built that stone wall over by the seashore. Oh, himself and Michael Sheehan. Didn't they do a great job on it?
Indeed they did, yeah.
We used to have a show dance on, was after the show.
That night, the night of the show, was that?
The night of after the show, yeah. The night of the show. The show dance.
Yes.
It was a big night in Kildouser, the Kildouser show dance. Paddy Maloney and Del Lee, he was in the show. Vincent O'Brien, he was in the beginning of the show. And Georgie Cannon. And they were all very nice people, everybody, and we'd like to meet them all again. There's another man I left out. Tom Clancy and the Glenn. Tom Clancy.
Did women riders jump the horses over the stone wall?
Baby Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Baby Murphy. Mrs. Hunter. Oh, she was very good at it then. She was.
So there was no discrimination. If you were good enough, you were good enough.
Oh, no. There was no discrimination. But, oh, she was very good at it. She could have ridden the Grand National and won it. She was that kind of a rider. Oh, she was outstanding. I think we have gone through a lot.